All right, Adam C. Cirillo. I'm getting a second interview after Swap Moto Live. That's okay. You also posted already your Instagram update, so this is going to be a lot of the same stuff, but that's fine. This is for Pulp audience. Hey, man, tough deal with your shoulder. You updated us all on that. I feel like you did all right. You got some points. You know, you're in the mix. I think you got to be okay with this. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a longer road to get back, but, I mean, this is a decent starting point.
From my perspective, this is fantastic. Right. This is, like, best case scenario. Okay. Like, I rode in a field, like, twice, not last week, but the week before, and I was going about 6 miles an hour the whole time. And I woke up Monday morning. It was on my way to K1, our test track, and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. Yeah. And yeah, I hit the whoops like twice on Wednesday, and then came here, and they were fucking huge. And track was spongy. In the Q1, it was a complete disaster. It was the bike was pulling me all over the place. Jumped into tough blocks, crashed fucking twice. Yeah. It was a disaster, and. From then to now, I seriously feel like I won the lottery. I don't think, it sounds dramatic, but I don't think I've ever exceeded my expectations so much. I was sitting on the gate of the main event, and I'm like, if I can get 17th, like, I feel like I swear to God.
Yeah.
And I
get any points at all. This is going to be.
It's like any points at all. Anything respectable,
yeah.
Right? I think I got like 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And I ran third for like a long time. I was doubling the whoops. I mean, I was doubling the whoops.
You started early with that before anybody else, and that's a good job.
How about the commitment after the finish line? Just dart right inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. It always is tough. Like you're fighting that mental battle, especially for me today, because I love like the atmosphere here. It's the first race of the year. Just like the electricity, the vibe. You want to put your best foot forward, right?
Yeah.
And so that was the toughest thing for me to get past that and to just do what I can do. It just wasn't going to be good enough to win. So, you know, that's never really been my thing. So it was tough, but fuck, I'm glad that's over.
Nothing. And you didn't do anything more in those practice crashes? Cause the one before the finish was kind of, I mean, you hit a tough walk, but you did go over the bars.
Seriously. The one in the whoops kind of hurt a little bit.
Okay.
But that one didn't hurt at all. The tough block. The tough block, and I like kind of like kicked the bike out.
Right.
I should have just gone back to the truck because I bent my bars a lot, and it just I tried to keep riding it, and then I just it just kind of compounded. But I wasn't like out there doing anything crazy. I would have been probably 10th, 11th, 12th fastest again, which is exactly what I was kind of doing all day. So I don't know. I was pretty stoked on it.
So I was just looking when Don was interviewing you. I looked on RacerX Twitter. Because you were talking about it earlier, and that was me who said that. And technically, I was right. Your shoulder was tired. Your shoulder is tired. I mean,
this is my only problem, right? So it comes across as sensitive for me to have any type of input on the media. But people trust sources like you. If you tweet that I looked tired. Like, there's going to be...
ridden in 3 weeks, so you probably were. A shoulder was tired.
I have 5 months. Yeah, I've been every day grinding for 5 months. If I'm tired in a heat race, then I would quit.
Shoulder was tired.
I would quit.
Overall body tiredness.
Tired. I'm riding out there with one arm, bro.
Right. Generally...
Hey, but I will say that my right arm was working, and my right arm didn't work last year.
Oh, yeah, so we're back on that. Thing. So, yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah,
feels... Yeah, that yeah, was yeah, honestly right. fantastic.
Okay, so here's my point I was going to get to. So you saw tonight, like, you're kind of riding at half speed, and you're holding your pace in fifth for a long time, fourth, fifth, you know, all that stuff.
Third.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, like, for a long time you were fourth and fifth. Maybe when you get back to being 100%, like, the slower of the tortoise and the hare, like, you were the tortoise tonight, and guys were making mistakes. It's kind of an gnarly track, and guys were making mistakes. Maybe when you get back to your normal warp 9 speed, you know, you can maybe realize, hey, if I just hit my lines, do my laps, don't worry about being like this balls out fast guy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So I understand from the outside looking in, when like I make similar mistakes over the course of my career, right? Like it looks like maybe I'm not seeing myself, like, I don't know, maybe I'm not self-assessing or what. That couldn't be further from the truth. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm like grinding to try to figure this stuff out, right? But this is stuff, you're changing things about you that I, you know, as a kid that you're doing every day. I mean, it's not just like people are just like, you know, go see a sports psychologist, like, oh, that'll fix it. You know, it's not that easy. I have grinded, especially like this off season since Millville, every single day to try to better myself in that area. And the same could be said all the time. But yeah, that was kind of where I shifted my mindset, because I was honestly struggling to wrap my head around going out there and my best being 16th place. Like, I was like, I was about to fall asleep in here before the night show, because I'm like, I can't, I don't work like that, right?
Yeah, guys are going by you and you're like, ah.
That's not the mindset. That's not somebody that's going to win multiple championships. You know, that's not somebody that's going to be consistently at the top of the sport. You can't do that. You have to make the best of it, and you have to figure it out at all times. And that's kind of where Nick and I talked about. And, you know, it's like, okay, if you get 17th and I get 17th, but let's learn something. Yeah. You know, let's do something. Yeah. So
I think sometimes when you don't have it or you're not feeling it, you take the long game and you take that fifth and you go on to the next week, and then you get better and better. And every time you get crash or anything else, you get back on that treadmill, and you know that deal. So that's all I'm thinking. How long until we think we're going to – is this a month? Is this – I mean, not going to be surgery, but where are we at?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I really don't know. It's like a week and a half ago, I could not ride Supercross. No chance in hell.
Okay.
No chance in hell. And today I raced, and I was pretty good for a while. If there was one set of whoops, I'd probably get fifth.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I'm probably not going to be up front for at least a few weeks.
Right. Okay.
I would think. But people can think the whole transparency thing, like most of the, like the, you know, I posted an Instagram video and I told everybody, people are like, oh, runners, you know, they don't want to see weakness, or I'm making an excuse or whatever. No, that's it. And how?
But you'll never win. You'll never win either way you go. So it doesn't matter. So you just do what you got to do.
That's my whole persona anyways. I'm me for me and nobody else. But, yeah, I'm just telling you how it is. I'm not trying to, like, control a narrative or anything. I'll tell you when I just suck, too. Yep. So, yeah, it's probably going to be a few weeks.
No, I think you're good at that. And I think, yeah, you'll never get the public to agree on one thing, one way, or one strategy. So you just be you. You be you, and you move on, and that's it. And I think the transparency and the, hey, guys, this is what's happening, is a fantastic way to go about it. That's just me.
Yeah, the last thing anybody's going to call me is somebody that makes excuses and doesn't take accountability.
Right.
I won't hear that.
Cool. What are the chances that I get my stand back from Nick Way?
Not likely. He's gone. He's doing this like 75 hard workout thing. So he's literally on his way back to his house right now, and he's gonna like go for a run or something.
Damn it! All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.